there's key terms that people say that make you realize they're not your friend, they're your enemy. They might even think that they're your friend, but their words don't line up with scripture at all. Nothing but the devil. Nothing but the devil. Most people don't know the Bible. And most people don't think they need to know the Bible. And they don't need to read it because they think they already have all the answers. And they think they're okay. The reason I pushed the book of Proverbs, because it's so contrary to the wisdom of the world, it's off the roof. The world's wisdom leads to death. Spiritual death, physical death, mental death, psychological death, all that. A hard heart, the death of your heart, so forth. And I'm talking about moving from a soft heart to a hard heart. You look at a lot of kids have a soft heart, right? And the cares of this life give you a hard heart. And even if you join a church that's preaching the truth, there's people in the church that try to give you a hard heart. Even if you marry a good person, there's in-laws that try to give you a hard heart. There's all these weird games going on. Instead of just people doing their thing, everybody's doing should be doing their thing, but they're not. They're always trying to get in somebody else's business or whatever. And the only reason I can figure is they're lacking something. They will never admit they're lacking something. If somebody else has a vision or a purpose or a mission, they have to get in and try to mess it up. Happens every time. Doesn't matter if you're on in 3D Kaleido land or on some kind of app somewhere. It's always somebody trying to mess things up. Sad. But if they're trying to take you off your purpose, off your game, off your vision, off your responsibilities, off your sleep, they could be living in the same house trying to mess up your sleep. These notifications that come to your email while you're sleeping, you just got to disable the email. Disable any app that's messing with you. Because it's demonic. It wants to mess up your sleep, right? Why would these businesses send you notifications at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock, midnight, 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 6 a.m.? Why would these businesses be sending you these notifications at all hours of the night and think they're normal? And call them a legit business. Why would you go to a restaurant and you put ice in your cup and this trash comes out of the ice machine and it's supposed to be this legitimate business that believes in your health and giving you some food and the ice machine has not been cleaned in 6 months? That just happened last week. I'm thinking about reporting them to the health department. I might have talked about it. This Indian lady owns about 3 Subways, and her ice machine I mean, it's to her, everything, it's like pinching every little penny and half a penny and a quarter of a penny and every napkin and every straw. I mean, it's just really the most stingiest thing I've ever seen. I can understand managing a business, but, and I can understand people stealing from people in a business and where they're trying to protect themselves, but it's off the roof. I will never go back to her place of establishment to promote her, because it's all about money. It's not about the people. Yeah, we got some bad apples out there, but does that keep you from serving people? There's bad apples in everything. Watch the documentary, The Corporation. Bad apples, bad apples, bad apples, bad apples. It's called The Corporation. Just watch it. It's psychopathic. If they put the corporations under a test of being a psychopath, they would all turn into psychopath. They would all be diagnosed as a psychopath. It's really that bad. It's really that bad. And what is everything down here? It's a copy machine. And so the corporations want to turn you into a psychopath. And most people who've been in the corporation for 40 years, they become a psychopath. That's why narcissists rise up in corporations. CEOs. I mean, look at Trump. We know Trump's a narcissist. I vote Republican, but we know he's a narcissist. Has he learned to mask it? Yeah. But he's still a narcissist. Was he right about calling the news fake news? Yeah. Was he right in a lot of things? Yeah. Maybe he's changed. He could have got saved. I don't know. Talking about letting Kennedy guy run all the food and the medical stuff, and he said go crazy on that place, you know, straighten it out. But we'll see. The cogs are so big, all these small cogs and big cogs and all. It's like, okay, it's almost as if you'd have to dismantle the whole machine to fix it. You have to dismantle all the cogs, take them off, repolish them, and put them back. That's how bad it's got. In order to change the cogs in the machine, you got to shut it down for a little while, a couple days, and then start it back up. By letting other countries come in here who have different world views than the USA, the cogs have gotten dirty. Most people don't even care. Don't even understand. It takes a lot of effort and a lot of work to really understand the financial system that's all been a fake monopoly game. And if we ran it, we would do the same thing probably. It would, if we were running it, there's so many cogs in the machine, it would jam up just like, you know. There has to be government entities to investigate, but when the government entities become corrupt, then what do you got? The whole thing's corrupt. Who's running the government entities? People. The heart of man is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? The greed and all that stuff. That's why the prophets lived out in the woods, I think. John the Baptist, the prophets, they were out in the middle of nowhere, not even be a part of that cog system. Because once the cogs get so big and you speak truth into the cog, it just gets chewed up and twisted and turned around and turns into a half-truth, you know. That's why you can't believe nothing people say. If you can't talk to them on the phone or face-to-face and try the spirits, you don't know. If you can't rub shoulders with them for a season, you can't learn their character. The way they treat others is the way they treat you. The way they deal with others is how they're going to treat you. If you can't watch that, how are you going to know the character? If you can't be a part of that, how can you know the character if you can't watch how they interact with other people? Yeah, everybody messes up. And yeah, we know that inside the system, in when you're rubbing, you got so many narcissists down here nowadays. The Bible even says in the last days it will get worse and worse. Lovers of self, covenant breakers and all that. It's gotten to the point where it's off the roof. People love the death cult. They love the flesh mind. They love the ignorance. They love it. You don't even know how much they love it until you realize, until you wake up and realize, hey, there's all kinds of podcasts, there's all kinds of teachers, there's all kinds of preachers, there's all kinds of gurus, there's all kinds of people trying to push people to the next level. And they stay in their little box. They love their box because they're comfortable with their box. It's no different than Linus and his little blue blanket. He's walking around with his blue blanket. Charlie Brown show. You're in the Charlie Brown show, and you got a bunch of people carrying that little blue blanket around, and that's their security blanket. And it's blue. And what does blue represent? The law. The flesh. Anything under the law is flesh. So the Charlie Brown show is carrying a blue blanket, Linus, and that's his security blanket. What is their security blanket? The 666 flesh mind box cube hive mind system. Everybody's in the hive, so I'm gonna be a part of that. I get my identity out of the hive. I want everybody to like me. I want to stay ignorant. I have no idea what the Diddy thing's about, but it's on the news. And Epstein. The Epstein thing. Well, we're going to be a part of that because it's a lot of money. The love of money is the root of all evil. And they take them down the rabbit hole to no return. Like I say, that blue blanket leads to death, the flesh, sin, misery. And you know they're messing with you. The hive mind does not stop. I did some experiments with the hive, and I'm always doing experiments. I'll just say something out of the blue. I'll say something like, I forgot what my ex-wife looked like. I don't even know what she looks like. I don't know what she's doing. I don't know what she looked like. I don't even remember. And then they'll throw a picture up on some kind of short, like, where'd that come from? When somebody's a devil in your own house, You don't need to remember what they look like. You don't remember. You can remember the bad, but there ain't no good. What is there to remember? There wasn't any good. There was no good to a devil in your house, Ella. So you erase it out of your mind. That's the only way you're going to survive down here, is forget the negative and focus on the positive. If somebody, okay, let's say you're running a ship, right? You're the captain of a ship, right? And you come close to land or something, or an island or something. And one of your crew members jumps off the ship and swims to the island. And you told them you're not going to waste time picking them up. They do it. I'm going to go swim to the island. No, we're not coming to get you if you do that. We ain't got time for that. We're out here in the ocean. We ain't got time for that. And they decide to jump ship and go out there on their own. It's on them. They made the choice. They made the choice. A lot of people jump ship in life. God knows that the devil, he knows that the devil is slick, and he knows that mankind is dumb, and he's given mankind chance after chance after chance. The gospel, people knocking on their door, handing out tracts, conviction of sin, and they keep rejecting and rejecting. And there's Bible verses that say you eventually reject the Holy Spirit so much, he'll just let you go. Give you over to a reprobate mind, or give you over to whatever, the world, the flesh, pride of life. He'll give you over to whatever you want. That's just the way it is. And people who jump ship, they were never on your team to begin with. And by their words that they speak, you can actually see who's got your best interest or who doesn't have your best interest.